Council shelves legal action over migrant site. Braintree Council has dropped its legal fight challenging the Home Office's use of the Wethersfield airfield as asylum accommodation. The Council announced it has withdrawn from its ongoing judicial review appeal process it started last year. It was originally given permission to pursue a judicial review to challenge the Home Office's use of RAF Wethersfield to house up to 1,700 asylum seekers in July. The judicial review was brought against the Home Office's decision-making around the use of emergency-permitted development rights and the interpretation of an emergency. The case took place at the High Court over a two-day hearing on Tuesday, October the 31st and Wednesday, November the 1st, in which the Council pursued to challenge the Home Office in their decision to use the site. However, the High Court in London ruled against the Council, with Mrs Justice Thornton determining the Home Office acted lawfully when making the decision to use the site for this purpose. Following the decision, the Council went to appeal, but has now withdrawn that action. The Council's action comes after the Home Office confirmed it had laid a special development order in Parliament, which came into force on April the 11th, and grants planning permission for the site to be used for asylum accommodation for a further 3 years with up to 6 months decommissioning. The Council said following the order being put in place, it is no longer expedient to pursue the appeal. The Council also said it had to assess whether the gain arising from the action is worth the risks associated, such as additional costs incurred, adding to the Council's budget pressures and impact on Council resourcing. Braintree Council leader Graham Butland said, "We are committed to continuing to do all we can to continue to represent local views, maintain an open dialogue with the Home Office and work with our partner agencies to ensure the needs of our community and those living on site are met while the site is in operation. We will also continue to listen and work with the community regarding the future of the former RAF Wethersfield site."